We're going to go now to the streets of Shanghai, which is the name of a series NPR's correspondent Frank Langfitt is working on, where he drives around Shanghai in a sort of free taxi cab, offering rides to strangers to get to know the real lives of ordinary Chinese people. I spoke with Frank today during evening rush hour in Shanghai.
I'm actually in the middle of traffic. I'm under an elevated that they light up on Friday nights. It's all this blue neon lights, and now I'm trying to get across four or five lanes of traffic to make my turn, and it's rainy, and it's going to be really challenging.
Well, and we should say that there's somebody there with you holding the recording equipment so that
yes,
you don't have
absolutely.
To do both of the things
This is hard enough to do on my own. My assistant, Yang, he's here actually. He's recording my voice.
Well, is it as bad as it looks driving? I remember a couple of years ago I was in Shanghai, and it certainly looks crazy. I would never get in a car and start driving there, but what's it like?
It can be very, very challenging. I think the thing that you find here is that things come at all directions. So, for instance, it's not uncommon for you to be going through an intersection with the green light, and an electric motorbike cuts right in front of you. And so you never know. So even when I go through intersections, I'm always looking both ways, even if I have the light. I'll give you another example. The electric motorbikes actually often drive on the sidewalk. So I've had motorbikes drive over my foot. It's just you never know where things are coming from.
Well, and as you've been driving around there, is there something that you've seen that you would just simply never see on the streets of the United States?
Yeah, this was about a month ago. I was in Wuhan, which is a city in central China, and I'm driving down a four-lane superhighway in Wuhan on a Sunday afternoon, and there's a guy going in the wrong direction, coming straight at us.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm thinking, you know, it's like something you would see Bruce Willis do. And I guess the guy, I don't know, I guess he missed his exit, and instead of just getting off at another exit, he decided he would turn around and drive back through traffic to find the right exit.
Frank, you have been in and out of China for years. How has driving changed over that time, if at all?
Well, I mean, one thing is that there are so many more cars now, and that makes a huge difference. You know, when I first got to China in the 90s, I lived in Beijing, and I've got to get around this bus right now. in Beijing, sorry, I'm not going to make the turn. Nobody will, nobody will let you in. Oh, I got an opening here. It's very, very hard. That's the other thing. It's a very predatory environment. So that you have to just sort of, you see an opening, you just have to seize it. But in the old days, it was mostly bikes, and there weren't a lot of cars. And what was amazing back then is, back in Beijing, you could actually park on the sidewalks. So I would go to the Great Hall of the People across from Tiananmen Square on a Sunday. Instead of having to try to park far away, I could actually pull up on a sidewalk right across from the Great Hall of the People and park there. And
wow.
No one bothered you. It was just a much more relaxed environment. It was a different era.
Have you ever gotten a ticket?
I did. I've mostly avoided them, but the first time I rented a car here to start doing my series, I was driving back to the office, and they're much stricter now. That's another big change. Cops in the old days would kind of let you go, and especially if you're a foreigner, they figure out it's too much paperwork. He may not be able to speak Chinese. These days, they nail you, and so I was in a lane that was supposed to be a turning lane. The only way I could get back to my office was to stay in the lane. There's a very, very strict cop who works right in front of my office, and he nailed me for a fine of about a $30 fine.
What about an accident, Frank? Have you ever gotten in an accident in China?
Not yet. And that's the thing that I really, really fear, because what happens is often you can end up in a big sort of confrontation. You can draw a crowd if you're a foreigner, and I have every amount of insurance you can get here, but even then it could be pretty uncomfortable. I will tell you, I was in the countryside last month, and I was driving down a little road in a village, and there was a taxi coming the other way, and he wouldn't back up. I had to back down the road. I actually drove off the road, and I almost fell into a rice paddy. And the car went off the road, and the passengers in the car, they all got out. We gunned the engine. I was able to get it back up on the road. But that was really worrisome. And you know, certainly when you're in the rural areas here, the roads are very narrow, and you never know what you're going to come across.
Well, and I wonder, when you come back to the United States and you drive on the roads here, do you change the way you drive as a result of the way that you drive in China?
Well, back in the 90s, I actually adapted too much to the driving patterns in China, so that I became as aggressive or more aggressive than most Chinese. And so I would go back to the States in the summers, and a typical thing in China would be if you get a green light, it's perfectly normal to take a left turn and cut across four lanes of traffic. So I would do that when I was back in the States. And my wife, Julie, would say, you're going to get shot. You just have to stop this.
Yeah.
And so every time I went back to the States, I would have to take, you know, 24, 36 hours to just kind of adjust and reacclimate to driving in the States. I'm actually much better now. I'm actually much more careful in Shanghai than I was back in the 90s.
Now, as you're going around and doing what you're doing, which is offering these free rides to people there, of course, Uber is growing in popularity in China and trying to charge people for rides around Shanghai and other places. What did you find when you looked into what they're doing there?
Well, what I did is before I got my car, I'm driving a car that I actually bought. But before then, I was waiting for it to be delivered. So I was taking a lot of Ubers and I was talking to the drivers and it was fascinating. Yang did the same thing. We talked to probably 50 drivers. I'd say the majority of them, the real reason they were driving was not to make money. They actually wanted to meet people. They wanted to learn more about people's lives in Shanghai, understand the city better. It was very much a social thing and kind of a looking for something a little richer in life. And it really surprised me because we often think of these big cities as very impersonal. People are always just out to make money. It's capitalist China and all of that. And what I found, it was very refreshing, and I didn't expect this at all, was to find so many very thoughtful people who I would have great conversations, no different and better than conversations sometimes you might have back home in Washington or New York or LA or Boston. So that really, really struck me. And I think it sort of shows a deepening of people here that as they travel more, they get more education, they make more money, they are looking for more in life, and they're looking for something a little deeper meaning.
Wow. Well, NPR's Frank Langfitt, it has been nice talking to you. I think this is the first time I've ever interviewed an NPR reporter while they are driving in any city, let alone Shanghai. So thank you so much.
Happy to do it, Jeremy.